आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ। आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
Be speaking to Jodie Mackay, Member of Parliament, Opposition Leader of New South Wales, and the Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism. Welcome to the Hindi program, Ms. Mackay.
Oh, lovely to talk to you yet again, Kumud.
Pleasure to talk to you, but one is concerned about the incident of vandalism or an attack on the Auburn Gallipoli Mosque. So when did this happen, Ms. Mackay?
It happened late yesterday, going into early Sunday evening, and it was really disturbing. There were people in the mosque, and there's been quite a bit of damage done to the mosque. So police have arrested someone, but they smashed windows and the chandeliers, and I understand they even used the Quran to smash windows. It's been very, very upsetting.
Yeah,
very upsetting for everyone involved, and you know we need to condemn this.
So there was just one person involved or the others escaped?
No, I believe there was just one person involved and that person has been arrested and I believe was appearing in court today. I mean, obviously we've got police who are now involved and that will work its way through the criminal justice system. But I think, you know, we need to spare a thought for all those who attend the mosque. And I've been to the mosque many times, particularly during Ramadan, and they do incredible outreach into the community. But, you know, my view, Kumud, as many people know, is people should be able to practice their faith and speak the language they want, attend a place of worship that they're comfortable with. And, you know, we should be tolerant and a peaceful country. And I really think this is very upsetting.
Sure. After all, Australia is one of the most multicultural countries where multiculturalism has always been a success, and acts like these are to be condemned. Was there a lot of damage done?
There was quite a lot of significant damage. So mostly in terms of the windows being smashed, and I understand the chandeliers, they've got beautiful chandeliers in the mosque, but they were impacted as well. But I'll be there this evening. I'm going there this evening with the member for Lakemba, Jihad Dib, and the member for Auburn, Linda Valtz. It's her electorate. So I'll be meeting with those at the mosque this evening. But I understand, you know, police are now involved. So, you know, I think we should feel comfortable that whoever did this is, you know, the police are managing this the way they need to manage it. But it's just really, you know, it's senseless, but it's also, I just think, so offensive to anyone's faith. And my thoughts are with all those in the Muslim Australian community. This is just a shocking, shocking situation.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, there were people present at the mosque, and fortunately, nobody was hurt with this kind of vandalism.
Yeah, I understand that there weren't too many people in the mosque at that time, but apparently the video does show people there, including women and children in the mosque. You know, I haven't seen that video. I'm only, you know, telling you secondhand. But, you know, whatever the motivation and whoever was involved, and that there appears to just be one person, it is really upsetting for the whole community. So, you know, as I said, my thoughts are with them. We've put a statement out today condemning it outright and standing with our Muslim community, just as, you know, we would with any faith. People should be able to worship how they want, and all houses of worship should be safe.
Sure. Thanks for your time today, and we look forward to talking to you again, Jodie.
It's really good to talk to you, Kumud, and thank you.
Thank you.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं।